بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. قل يا أيها الكافرون. Say, O people of kufr. The word al-kafir in the Arabic language is known as ism-e fa'il. It is a person who is the carrier of this action. The carrier of the action of kufr. Be it a Christian, be it a Jew, be it a Hindu, be it an atheist, any person who has negated that which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought from Almighty Allah, that person is known as a carrier of kufr. He is al-kafir. To every such individual, Allah tabarak ta'ala asks the believers who are known as Muslim, Mu'min, Muwahid to make an announcement to every carrier of kufr. But this announcement when a person is making in his Fajr Salah, in his Maghrib Salah, before he is going to bed at night, no one besides his own ears is listening to it. In his sunan, he is reading softly, silently. After the maghrib farz, he is reading silently. Before going to bed, perhaps a little loud, he might read it, but who will hear it besides his immediate family? More it is meant for him. So this i'lan, this announcement that he is making, that, O people of kufr, he is making it so loud, but nobody else is hearing it except him. The purpose is that claim that he is supposed to be making to the world of kufr was never meant to be a mere claim on the tongue, but it was to be a claim in the heart. It was the heart to accept and to become firm on this. When some people asked a great scholar of Islam that, will you curse the Christians and curse the Jews? He lifts up his hands. And instead of saying, Allah's curse be upon the Nasara, and Allah's curse be upon the Yahud, he says, Allahumma akhrijin nasraniya wal yahudiya min qulubil muslimin. Allah, remove the love and the ways of the people of the Christian, of the Christians, and the love and the ways of the people who are known as the Jew. Remove that love and those ways from the hearts of the believers. For the Christian himself did not enter into the heart, but the heart of the believer became Christian. The heart of the believer became Jew. The heart of the believer, on the outside he is called a believer, his heart has become a carrier of kufr. That heart is told in the morning, that heart is told after the Maghrib Salah, that heart is told before going to bed, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. Make an open i'lan to all people of kufr. لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ. I am not a worshipper of that which you are worshipping. So many times it has to be told to the heart that if ever an action then comes in front of a muwahid, of a Muslim, of a mu'min, of one who believes in Almighty Allah and one who recites the surah again and again during the day, during the night, then that heart will pump out this i'lan that, O people who are carrying kufr, I cannot be a carrier of kufr. In the world, perhaps, the da'wah will not now be made become a Christian. The da'wah will not be made become a Jew. The da'wah will not be made perhaps loudly to become an atheist. However, invitation will definitely be given and is being given to carry some action of kufr. To be a carrier, if not to accept the entire madhab of kufr, but to accept one or two parts, so much of invitation, so much of dawah, so much of call will be made through the media, through entertainment, through the different avenues which are allowed around a believer, that a time comes. The law is, you will repeat evil so many times that the evil of that evil becomes light. A time comes where the heart understands it to be wrong,
but it's not so bad. And then a time comes where the heart starts inclining towards it. The heart finds excuses for it. The heart falls in love with it. It becomes habitual with it. It becomes a carrier of not the madhab of kufr, but of an amal, of an aqidah, of one part of kufr. As it carries that one part of kufr, it transforms that entire believer into al-kafir, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, yusbihu mu'mina, that era will indeed come before qiyamah, which will be a time of severe trials. Yusbihu mu'mina, in the morning he will be mu'min, a believer, wa yumsi kafira, but in the night he will be a man of kufr, a carrier of kufr. He might not take the entire madhab of kufr, but he will start carrying one or two thoughts, and he'll be happy with those thoughts, and that carrying of one or two thoughts of kufr will transform him completely into al-kafir, a man of kufr. May Allah tabarak ta'ala save us, save every one of us from kufr in entirety, kufr in a whole, and from kufr in small pieces. May Allah tabarak ta'ala make every one of us completely bari, free, far, completely pure from any amal of kufr. It is the barakah of the surah that when a person will recite it in the morning, after the Maghrib Salah, before going to sleep, again and again he will recite, until a time will come, bara'atum min ash-shirki, that complete protection, purity from shirk will be given to this individual. The heart will be given that certificate, bara'atum min ash-shirk. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ, make an announcement, O people of kufr, لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ, I am not a worshipper of that which you are worshipping. وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ, and neither are you worshippers of that which I worship. The people of kufr, some of them believed in many deities, that was their kufr. Some of them believed in the deity of power, in the deity of love, in the deity of harm, hundreds and hundreds of deities, all working under one supreme deity. La a'budu ma ta'budun, that which you are worshipping, I am not a worshipper of that. Some of them believed in a deity that is in need of a son, a deity that has a wife but and has daughters, a deity that serves for a certain time and then becomes tired and needs to hand over the work to other individuals. In the past, these different groups, with the khiyal, the thought of their mind, they could create hundreds, they could create thousands, they could create millions of different deities. In the past what they created, in the future what they created. However, the crux of the entire is that whoever in the world allows his mind to form his own ilah, to form his own god, to form his own divine authority, then that individual can create hundreds to a thousand, to a million, to a billion different deities. And for that individual who allows wahi to be his guide, he will remain a muwahid. His eye and his focus will only and solely be on one Allah. La a'budu ma ta'budun. There are many people in the world, they do not worship anything at all. The atheist claims that he worships nothing. It just happened with one bang. But Almighty Allah is saying to the believer, announce to him also, that you are also worshipping something. That something which you worship, I am not a worshipper of that. The atheist will say, I do not worship anything. Allah tabarak ta'ala in another verse says, أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَىٰ, that have you seen that person who has made his desires, who has made his craving, who has made his thoughts, he has made that an ilah, he has made that a deity. Allah tabarak ta'ala in the surah tells the muwahid to say, that which you are worshipping, and perhaps what you are worshipping is your whims and your fancies. Your whim and your fancy wanted one to be the son of God, one to be the daughter of God. Your whims and your fancies wanted it all to be made with one big bang. your whims and fancies wanted Quran to be reinterpreted, a deen to be reinterpreted according to the nature which a person was now on, which a person had changed his own natural fitrat and nature, and he had become unnatural in his way. Now his demand was, whatever religious scripture there is, whatever religion on earth there is, it must move with him, the muwahid, the mu'min, the Muslim, in the blessings of the surah announces, first to himself and then to the entire world, that I will never give in. Woman can be brought in front of me. Wealth can be brought in front of me. Power and show can be brought in front of me. But if I have to die in remaining solely and only for Almighty Allah, then that is my tariqah. Lakum dini. For you, lakum dinukum. For you is your tariqah, is your path, is your way. Waliya dini. And for me is mine. Mine is to remain in the slavery of Almighty Allah, and in the future to die in that very slavery, in the blessings of the surah. May Allah tabarak ta'ala bless every one of us. La a'budu ma ta'budun. That which you have made your deity, your whims and your fancies, I am not, and I will never be a worshipper of that in the future. May Allah tabarak ta'ala allow every one of us to live on this and to die on this. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا أيها الكافرون
Say, O disbelievers,
لا أعبد ما تعبدون.
I worship not that which you worship.
ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد.
And nor are you worshippers of that which I worship.
ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم.
And I shall never worship that which you have worshipped.
ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد.
Nor will you worship that which I worship.
لكم دينكم ولي دين.
For you is your religion, and for me is mine.